Hey everyone, welcome to She Leads Her Life. This is Jenna Schneider, and thanks for being here today. I am talking about this idea that it has come up a lot with different clients that I've been coaching, and what they are stressed about or what they are saying that they are having problems with is this like all or nothing approach. They go all in changing a habit or they have a goal, and if it's not perfect, then they give up. And so something that I believe is really important is just reframing our mindset and what I like to call incorporating micro shifts. And what a micro shift is just little tiny shifts that you can make throughout your day and little habits that really do add up to make a difference, but they just don't feel as overwhelming. Or if it doesn't happen, then oftentimes we aren't as hard on ourselves if, you know, we don't do something perfect. And so today I have 10 different micro shifts that you can implement into your day-to-day life. And just to give you different examples of how you can reframe your mindset when it comes to implementing micro shifts in your day-to-day life. Number one, the first example I have is this idea that your whole room, your whole bedroom needs to be clean, and it needs to be cleaned all the time, perfect, organized. Well, sometimes in the season of life we are in, that's just not really a possibility. And so a little micro shift you can make is making sure that you make your bed every morning. Now, there can be piles, there can be clothes around, but if you make your bed in the morning, at least you've accomplished one thing. And making your bed usually takes about 10 seconds. The second is, okay, I'm going to go all in. I'm spending too much time on social media. Is instead of making such a drastic cutback, which might be okay for some of you, but what if you just deleted one of the apps? What if you just deleted TikTok? Or what if you just deleted Instagram, kept a few others, and then limited your daily usage by 50%? If you go on most phones, you can look up how many hours a day you are spending on social media. And so make it a goal. Just eliminate that usage by half. So if you're spending 2 hours on social media a day, make it a new goal to be only spending an hour and see how that does or works out for you. Number three, I have some clients that come in and say, all right, I want to work out 6 days a week. I have to go all in. I have to see all these changes. And I say, let's set you up for success. Let's start at lifting weights 2 to 3 days a week. So not six, but starting at 2 to 3 days, if you're coming from 0 days, right? And then also having the goal of hitting 10,000 steps a day. Guys, I cannot tell you how important it is to hit your NEAT goals for the day and how important just walking 45 minutes a day is and how that can impact your overall mental health and physical health. And so that looks very different than somebody that says, okay, I want to go all in and work out an hour a day. And what oftentimes happens is they get overwhelmed, burnt out, and their body starts shutting down to the point of they can either get injured or it just really pulls back on the enjoyment of adding this new habit into your day-to-day lifestyle. Number four is this mindset that the whole house needs to be organized. I am not happy or in a good space unless my whole house is completely organized. I just watched a Dream Home Makeover and I want my whole house to look like that. Well, guys, a lot of times, like I said, in a season that we're in or the jobs that we have or the ages of our kids, that's not a realistic space to be in. And oftentimes we can go into a spiral or a thought pattern that isn't happy when your house isn't up to the standards that you think it should be. And so we just want to reframe that and say, okay, I would like a more organized house, But how can I efficiently, effectively, and in a healthy way do that? And so I would say, instead of saying this all or nothing approach, what if you, there are so many spaces online where you can download like a 30-day organized challenge. And what that is basically you focus on one space in your home a day for 30 days. Okay. And so day one might look like cleaning out your bathroom drawers. And then that's it, guys. You don't go all in and do every single bathroom in a day, because really we do not want to get overwhelmed and then give up. Number five, I need to revamp my whole diet. That's it. I'm tired of looking this way, feeling this way. I need to completely revamp. And while I really appreciate the desire to want to do that in a lot of clients, again, I like to say, okay, let's set yourself up for success. I want you to succeed. I want you to feel better, but let's do this at not such an aggressive approach, but an attainable route. And so I say, okay, the first week, instead of going all in, let's focus on revamping just dinner. Okay. So what has your dinner looked like in the past? And what do you think dinner should look like moving forward? Making sure we're getting enough proteins and water and limiting alcohol and making sure we create a balanced spread at dinner that first week, instead of saying, I need to be perfect. Every single meal needs to be perfect. It's just creating a micro shift to start getting your brain to rewire itself. And you guys, the cool thing about our brains is that they really can rewire your thought patterns. You can rewire it to accommodate the certain habits and lifestyle changes that you want to make in your life. However, a lot of times, if we go to this all or nothing space of drastic change, our brain doesn't like it too much. It feels overwhelmed. And really, guys, it goes back to it doesn't feel safe because it's so new and there's so much change happening. It can make the brain feel unsafe, which makes you go into fight or flight mode. And then you begin to kind of shut down and don't want to do this thing anymore. The brain always wants to go back to what is comfortable. And so it's almost like treating your brain like it's a toddler, right? We wouldn't throw a ton of change at a toddler, we would slowly teach them to do different things. And over time, they would adjust and adapt. Slowly, we then rewire the brain with these small micro shifts that then stick. The important part is, guys, is that we want to make these micro shifts stick instead of going all in or nothing. And then we tend to throw in the towel when it's not perfect. It does take time, you guys, and it does take consistency. But these little micro shifts that you make all of a sudden start creating momentum. And what happens with momentum? It's kind of like this huge snowball that starts small and you start feeling better. You're like, wow. Revamping dinner time to including more proteins, more veggies, less processed food, I can do that. Maybe I want to revamp my lunch time too. And then slowly but surely, you are adapting to these different changes in a healthy way. Number six, for an example, is trying to quit an addiction. You guys, I see this with the clients that I coach all the time. This idea of going cold turkey, while I'm not saying it doesn't work for some, because I have seen it work for some, I'm saying for the majority of people, let's say you smoke 2 packs of cigarette a day, right? Going cold turkey is going to wreck havoc on your brain because your brain is not used to this and it's going to get your nervous system completely dysregulated. And so what I would say to a client is, instead of smoking 2 packs a day, let's go down to 1. Okay, we're still going to start. And for the next 3 weeks to a month, we're going to go down to one pack a day. Then the following month, we're going to go down to a half a pack a day, right? And it's this slow process of your body getting used to the chemical shifts in its brain to the point where it's like, okay, well, you can have a cigarette in the morning and then at nighttime. And then 2 weeks after that, we start trying to cut that back to one a day and so on. You get the idea. The same thing goes for any other type of addiction. Guys, it's just making these small micro shift changes. And really, over time, it is the culture that we live in that we want instant gratification. But most of the time, any type of these changes that we want to happen, they take time, and we have to have patience if we truly want to succeed at the goal that we set. Number seven is people that are looking to incorporate more faith-building activities in their day-to-day life. I've heard from, I've actually had a few friends that are like, okay, I bought this Bible study online and it just feels so overwhelming. There's so much to read and write and incorporate that it just, I don't understand what I'm reading anyway. And so what I would say to them is, guys, start small. First of all, most of us don't know everything that we're reading in the Bible. It's not meant for us to completely understand all the time. It's living and active, and it is meant for us to learn something every time we read it. The second is, if you're unsure about what you're reading and learning and doing a Bible study feels too overwhelming, do a micro shift. And what I would say is just read one page a day. That is it. And see where that goes from there and how God works in your heart from that space. Number eight example is, you know, guys, it is so easy to go on different social media platforms and see, you know, people on these extravagant vacations together and marriages that are out, you know, in Bora Bora or Europe celebrating time alone without the kids. And I would say that's a beautiful thing and something that many of us can set as a goal. But right now, what can you do in this season of life? And if you are wanting more quality time with your partner, what if you both sat down and tried to incorporate a one-hour lunch a week time period where you can go for a walk together, just the two of you, and just talk about your family, where you're at, or even just make it lighthearted and fun, you know? And so, like I said, starting small, that's a small micro shift. Number nine is, I hear this also, is I want to feel less stressed in the morning, so I need to make sure my entire house is in order before the next morning. And I say to most of my clients, is that really attainable in the season that you are in? That is something we always want to ask ourselves. Is this attainable in the season of life we are in? If the answer is no, I say, okay, let's pick something small. And so for me, you know what, a small little thing for me to get excited about my day is, you guys, I make my coffee the night before and I program it. So it goes off every time in the morning, and it's almost like a little gift to myself that I have coffee made in the morning that I can enjoy. The last example or micro shift I have for you today is, it's easy to look around and say, oh my gosh, people talk about self-care, and you go online and there's all these biohacking people spending 2 hours with cold plunging and red light therapy and a yoga class and drinking their green smoothie. And while all of that is great, we go back to the question, is this attainable in the season of life we are in? If it is not, then we pick one thing, guys. If that one thing is giving yourself a 20-minute bath at the end of the day, then that is it, right? And focusing on what you were able to do and not focusing on what you don't get to do. I hope these little examples show you that you can make these little micro shifts in your day. and that they really do add up and make a difference, and to focus on what you can do instead of focusing on what you're not accomplishing or what you can't do. Thank you for listening today. You can always find out more information at jennaschneidercoaching.com. I appreciate you being here, and I would love to hear about any of the micro shifts that you are doing in your day-to-day life. You can find me at SheLeads_HerLife on Instagram. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.